And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. A lot going on this weekend. You said the festivals today. The parade. Nice.
And then the Buffalo Wings game is today in Tempe.
Who,
Wild Wings?
Yeah.
No.
Who's playing in that?
I don't know.
But that's going on. Got the Arizona National Livestock Show going on. The Coliseum.
If you'd like to go for a little aromatherapy.
Yes, aromatherapy. It is. It gets you down to your roots.
Yeah, it does.
Natural roots.
That's right. Absolutely.
And for the first time ever, we have a Rosie on the House Jeopardy game going on. And we have tied. Jim from Sedona.
Yes.
And Donna from Phoenix.
Yes.
Are both tied at 60 points.
But we haven't hit the daily double yet. One of these questions is a daily double.
And we have three people on hold, all waiting their chance to play.
And how many points are still available on the board?
Well, I think we gave away that one, so we're back to 90.
90 points, okay.
So someone's got to be sharp. If I had to guess who would call in and win, we wouldn't let him. I think Stan Zimbrennan could probably win. Our director of homeowner services.
Yeah, Stan could answer all these.
I think he could
sure.
be a winner.
I'm surprised Renee hasn't let Ed call in.
Ed.
Well, I can't say his last name, but Ed would make a great co-host of the show. He knows every answer to every question.
Is this a member of the Save the World Committee?
Yeah, he's a member of the Save the World Committee.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Ed would be a good one. Like you said, he could be a fill-in host.
He walks around the house with the show turned on in every room, and Renee often asks, does Rosie have to be on in every room?
It's only 3 hours a week,
that's
babe.
That's right. But I can't believe Renee doesn't want a fine meal out.
Where do you think
she should
go?
Let Ed call because he could win these easily.
What's the name of that restaurant in Glendale Ed took us to? It's right next to Haas Murphy's, which would be one of my choice, but they're not open on Mondays. And so he took us to that Italian place right next door. It was incredible.
It was good. It was good.
They have the Italian Stallion pizza.
I'm sorry to say.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
And give them credit. In the meantime.
He lives pretty close to the Biltmore. I bet you he'd take Renee out to Wright's.
Oh, that's pretty good?
Yeah, that's very good.
Let's bring Todd in, our next contestant. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for calling in. We're playing our little game of Rosie on the House Jeopardy to drive home the most important lessons we'd like our listeners to have learned in the year 2013. We have an open question in the category of mistakes Arizona homeowners make for 20 points. We have two questions available in the category of picking a contractor, both 10 and 30 points. And in the lawn and garden category, we have a 10 and a 20-point question. Todd, where would you like to take us?
Picking a contractor.
Picking a contractor, okay, for 10 or 30.
We'll start with 10.
Okay. This is the absolute minimum requirements for choosing any contractor to do work in your home. There are three things included. This is the minimum requirements.
Can you name them? Are you still with us?
Yes. License. Bonded and insured.
There it is. There it is. Very good, Todd. Todd for 10 points. You currently control the board. Where would you like to go from there?
30 points. I think you said in the same category.
Picking a contractor for 30 points. And I want to remind everyone, this is an open book quiz. All these answers are on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. They are archived in the newspaper articles we write for newspapers all across the state of Arizona every single week. Picking a contractor for 30. You know, Todd, and all of you who are contemplating getting remodeling work done, there is a very definitive process for picking a contractor. You can find that Consumers Report, Consumers Alert, Consumers Education Bulletin on our homepage at rosieonthehouse.com, how to pick a contractor. It takes you through a very logical progression of things you should do to protect your house, your home, yourself, your bank account, and your family from an unscrupulous contractor. But when it all comes down to getting two or three guys interviewed and you're narrowing it down to who you want to pick to actually do the contract, what is the final test criteria in selecting your contractor? The very final consideration you should make.
Referrals.
Referrals are important, Todd, but they are not the most critical final step you could make. We appreciate you joining us and having a little fun here at Rosie on the House. Romy, let's bring in the next contestant here.
Jim in Tucson's been holding next.
Jim calling from Tucson. Good
morning,
Jim.
And behind him, we have Julie and Mesa, and we may just have room for you if you'd like to sneak in. If either Jim or Julie don't run the board, it's 1-888-767-4348. Jim, you ready?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Let's see what you got.
All right. What we have currently available is Mistakes Arizona Homeowners Make for 20. Picking a contractor for 30 or lawn and garden for 10 or 20. And we still have yet to have the daily double pop up. So, and I think you may need the daily double to try and beat one of our sitting tied contestants, Joe from Sedona or Donna from the Chandler Gilbert area. Where would you like to go, my friend?
I have a feeling that daily double's hiding in lawn and garden.
Lawn and garden. Okay.
10 or 20?
Let's start at 10.
Okay, for 10 points. This is the thing you should do to your trees to prevent damage prior to the monsoon season arriving.
Prune them.
Prune them. Trim the canopy. We will give that to you for sure. All right. So
where would you like to go next?
Let's go for 20 in the same.
All right. Oh, there it is. There's the daily double. Okay. You're on a roll here, my friend. Okay. And if you're a regular listener of the show, this should be a very easy answer for you to get. This treatment in your yard can save you hours all year long if you properly apply it at the proper time of year. This is a huge time-saving application. What is it called?
That would be pre-emergent.
Pre-emergent. All right. Jim with 50 points here trying to upseat our current reigning tide participants, Joe and Donna. That leaves you with a 20-point question in the category Mistakes Arizona Homeowners Most Often Make, or a 30-point in Picking a Contractor.
I'll go for Mistakes.
Okay, Mistakes for 20. Jim, we covered this a couple times this year, the topic of painting. We got a lot of feedback on it. This is the number of years we recommend in between exterior coats of paint on your home. And we stated this within a 2-year range. So you don't have to guess specifically the number of months. We're just saying within X and Y number of years, these are the number of years you should consider getting your home repainted.
I would say 8 to 10.
Oh, you're very close. You're very close.
We got a dispute. We got a one yes and a one no. Was that some happy fingers on the effects?
Yeah, that was just my fault, guys. Sorry. That's kind of cruel to Jim. I feel like we should give him 10 points or something for doing that.
If we give him 10 for that, that ties him at a 3-way tie for 60.
Well, let's make the game harder then, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Whoops. So, Jim, we're going to bonus you 10 points because of our engineer's fat finger button screw up.
I like it.
And we have a 3-way tie at this point.
And that only leaves one left. So, and I think we wouldn't be so generous with this, but the correct answer was 5 to 7, and he started with 8.
Yes.
So, I mean, he was 1 year off on the lowest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And we got a lot of feedback on that. A lot of homeowners called us and said, oh,
I've got mine for 30 years.
Yeah, you must be working for a paint company. The paint company's making you say that. But I will tell y'all, one of the ways you can test the paint on your house, most of you have fairly light-colored paint. Most people paint a fairly light color to reflect the heat. If you'll take a red mechanics rag that you can buy at O'Reilly's or AutoZone or any place like that, and just wet it with water and go out and rub the stucco on your house, and if the paint starts coming off in chalk, you're due for a new paint job. And that happens at the end of about 5 or 6 years, in particularly on the southeast and west-facing exposures of your home. And stucco is not a waterproof membrane. It must have the raincoat on it, called a good layer of 100% acrylic exterior paint.
And that's a good point to clarify, is the surface that's going on as well. Because a stucco with foam and a vapor barrier and wood studs behind it is going to hold paint different than T111, different than masonry, different than brick, although I hate it when people paint their red brick homes. It just drives me nuts. But the surface it's applied to will have a factor as well. But on average, in general, 5 to 7 years is the recommended time for paint.
All right, Jim, that leaves one question on the board.
Okay. So, well, you know, I live in a 1976 mobile home, so my answer for that question would have been all different anyway. So.
Yes, it would have been, exactly. Okay, it is a 30-point question for picking a contractor. You could blow this three-way tie wide open by getting this correct. It's something we have covered multiple times on the show in this past year. We have a very well-outlined vetting process for picking contractors. And in that vetting process, it concludes with a final criteria you should use in selecting your contractor. When you've narrowed it down, you've talked to two or three good guys, you've interviewed them, you've talked to their referrals, you're trying to decide who do you want to get the final price, the final detailed contract from, who do you want to shake hands, sign the contract with, give them the deposit check. What is the final critical consideration you should make, Jim?
Well, I used to do that kind of work. I don't know, can't remember what your list was. Mine would probably be somebody you can get along with. And who you have a good rapport with.
That's got
to classify. I'm going to give it to you.
What Rosie had phrased was, who do you want to walk up to your doorstep when something goes wrong? And that's somebody you have a good relationship with. So
that's always the way I did my work, too, is, you know, people chose me over and over because I got along with them.
Jim, calling from Tucson, is our Rosie on the House Jeopardy winner. We need to keep him on the line to find out his favorite restaurant in Tucson.
I know we're late, but where are you going?
McMahon's.
McMahon's, all right. That's nice. You got a couple choices. I mean, McMahon's own is one, but, I mean, he's got, half a dozen at least.
Yeah.
Good restaurants.